Hello, hello, hello. Sit and sip a while. I'm Karina. Welcome back to the Witches Inn. It is Sunday. It's the first time I'm going live on Sunday in the new year for this new series for just everything. So on Sundays, this is what we do. We're going to talk about the week ahead, and I'm going to pull cards collectively for the general energy that's coming through. Now, on Mondays, what I'm going to be doing is pulling cards for the moon phases. So, depending on if you're like super into the moon or just want to have like a general throwdown of the week, Sundays and Mondays are your days. Thursdays, I come live to offer you mini readings, and I'm starting a new thing where like you bring your tarot cards and we kind of all collectively get to practice our intuition and give people mini readings, and then I have a pick a card reading at the end. And Fridays, we celebrate you. We celebrate. We get into a celebration mode. And I put out like a call to action yesterday for Friday's lives, because I want to come live with you guys, you beautiful beings, you beautiful witches. And so many of you have responded. Oh, I just feel so loved. I just feel great. All right. So if you are joining me, let me know that you're here. What are you sipping on? What do you have planned today? What are you doing? If you're watching the replay today, tomorrow, 2023, 2030, I don't know if YouTube's going to be around then, but let's project into the future. What are you doing? What are you sipping on? Know that if you have found this video, regardless if you're finding it from the 9th, today is the 9th, to the 16th of January, that it is also timeless. So if you happen to find it and it resonates with you, know that you are meant to hear the messages that are coming through today. So, like I said, I'm Karina. I'm the head innkeeper as well as magical practitioner here at, yes, the Witches Inn. I'm getting my camera skills down. Yay. And yeah, if you are new here, thank you. Hi, welcome. I'm so happy to have you here. And if you're a generational witch here, meaning you've been here more than one time, you're working, you're growing your magic, whatever that looks like to you, thank you so much for your continued support. As I always say, it means so very much to me that you're here, that you found this place. So thank you. Okay, so today in today's reading, in today's kind of collective chit chat, I'm going to be talking about Mercury retrograde, what it is, how to survive it, why, what Mercury, what retrogrades kind of look like, as well as pulling cards for the week. So, I'm excited. Patricia, I'm not quite sure what that is. Is that a are you tagging someone? 'Cause that's cool. I would love if you like this. Yeah, like and share it out. Okay. Before we get into that though, I do want to let you know about a contest that I'm having on YouTube exclusively. So if you are watching on Facebook, I love that you are here. I love that you were watching. I love Patricia that you're tagging people. But if you would like to be entered into the contest, what I'm going to need you to do, you don't have to do it right now. You can do it after the video, is head over to my YouTube. All the links are in the description. Hit subscribe, hit like on as many videos as you want, and comment on as many videos as you want. Today, comment what resonated. Comment what you might be looking forward to in the week. Comment, whatever your heart desires, and be entered to win a $550 package from me of Awaken the Witch Within, where we will work one-on-one with your shadows for 5 weeks in order to really step in and own your boundaries and awaken that witch that is within. Jesse. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining me here today. It means so very much to me, guys. I love it. Okay. So I got YouTube out of the way. Now I pull cards every morning, and I've been pulling cards from the intentional seeds of intention cards. And then I have like 31 cards. And today I got for today, I dream big. And then I pulled from my other affirmation cards and dare to dream big. So tuning into this Mercury retrograde, that's exactly kind of what we're being asked to do, right? Dream big. Mercury gives us this opportunity to communicate our needs effectively. So when Mercury goes retrograde, what it's basically doing is giving us the opportunity. Some people might call them challenges, but I like to call them opportunities to be like, hey, how am I showing up? What growth have I noticed? Have I seen in the past couple weeks? In the past couple months since the last retrograde that I can work on now. Dana is sipping on hot tea as she gets out the door for work. Loving this new format. Dana, that means so much to me. When kind of my like seasoned veteran witches come through and they're like, I love what you're doing. It just, yeah, it means a lot. So what is a retrograde? First and foremost, a retrograde is when a planet appears to be going backwards in the sky. And depending on which planet it is, or what I should say is each planet has sometimes a shorter or longer rotation around the sun, right? So what happens is Mercury tends to go retrograde more often than other planets because its rotation is shorter. So this year we actually have four. This is the first of four Mercury retrogrades. I know. Remember how like at the beginning of the year I was like, this is what this year is going to be like, but it's going to be more intentional within this start, stop type of energy. So right now, Mercury goes retrograde on January 14th. I'm going to put my hair up so I'm not playing with it. And what happens is that we get a shadow period. Oh my gosh. Okay. Before and after each planet goes retrograde. So you might also know that Venus is retrograde at this time, right? So Venus went retrograde back in December, December 19th, and is going to be retrograde until January 29th. So Venus has a longer rotation around the sun. So it takes 2 years for Venus to kind of get all the way around and do its retrograde. That's why you might have been experiencing over the last 2 years, over the last couple of weeks, a lot of like resurfacing of old relationships, a lot of resurfacing of old patterns with regards to how you take care of yourself, right? Within this last couple of weeks. And this is going to be amplified now by Mercury retrograde. So Mercury, as it goes backwards in the sky, it starts out in Aquarius and ends in Capricorn. And we're going to be feeling these effects. So Mercury ends its retrograde February 2nd. However, we're going to feel its effects until about Valentine's Day, the same amount of time that we're going to be feeling those effects from Venus shadow period. So what can we do during Mercury retrograde in order to really help us kind of survive it, right? Everyone always says, oh, Mercury's going retrograde, basically like shelter in place, right? But it's not actually a bad thing. We have a real opportunity during retrogrades to measure our growth, right? These situations, these people, these places, these things that are coming into our forefront, that come into our sphere during this time are actually kind of signs, synchronicities, your higher self saying, hey, this is the work that you have done. Are you ready to release this and move into a greater state of being for self, you know, that better self? Or are there still lessons that you need to learn here? And so you're going to go back into a cycle. I like to say that Mercury retrograde is the return of the ex. Like every couple months, you might notice that like an ex resurfaces, and that doesn't have to be a love ex. It can be like a friendship. It can also be an ex thought pattern. Ooh, I'm having deja vu right now. Which is really good, that you have had that resurfaces, right? So within, as it goes retrograde in the sign of Aquarius, it would be beneficial to start thinking about this now up until, you know, probably January 20th or so. What are the new ways that you have learned how to communicate with yourself over the last year or since the last retrograde? And the last retrograde happened at the end of September and into October. Pale, hi, nice to see you. I'm so glad that you're here. You're commenting at 11:11. I love that. Okay, so it's a good time to focus on communication, right? So how do you survive this? One thing that I always say is check, check, triple check. Since this is coming in at a time of Venus retrograde, a time when we're being asked to really examine our relationship to self and how we move into relationship with other people, it's a good idea to check, check, triple check how you're showing up in those relationships, right? Am I showing up as my authentic self, or am I doing and saying things that are just appeasing to this other person, maybe throwing me back in or releasing boundaries completely from myself, or, you know, and sorry, it has everything to do with communication. And here, and how that really shows up in the body, right? So normally what I would say is that like contracts that you're just generally signing on to with people, you know, if you're making plans for the year in order to go on vacation, that kind of thing, it's a really good idea to check the fine print. So with this and with regards to relationship, it's a really good idea to really be asking people, what did you mean by that? What would you like out of this, right? Don't just assume. What do they say about assume? When you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. So Teresa's saying that this retrograde, I'm so tired. They just woke up. Yeah, I definitely could have slept for like until probably noon today, but I also was like, I'm ready to go. So in saying that, this retrograde is also asking you to pay attention to your schedule, how you schedule your time, and what is a priority to you, right? So you've spent all this time since October, since, you know, Scorpio season, transforming your life, creating new routines, really diving deep into like who you are, how you're showing up in relationship with other people. Venus retrograde might be clearing some pathways, opening new doors for you. And now this Mercury retrograde is like, what is a priority? So yesterday, if you follow me on Instagram, I posted in my stories that I woke up and I was having like a really bad day. Like I was super tired. My mental health, basically, it was like, I'm at capacity. Like I can't do this anymore. And I did my morning routine, which my morning routine started back at the end of Mercury retrograde, where I was like, this is something that's really important to me. I need to make it a priority. So I got up, I made my coffee, and I sat down and I journaled my dreams. I journaled affirmations for the day. And what that looks like to me is that like I say to myself, I journal as if things have already happened. so that it sets that tone. It speaks to the universe. This is what I want today. I pulled some cards. I did some meditation. And then I looked on Instagram and so many people had just reached out being like, I feel the same way. I just want to know that I'm sending you love. Thank you for being you. Like all these amazing, like just affirming how I'm feeling, showing me that like when I show up as me, when I show up as what's going on in my life, it allows other people to show up as their authentic self. And this kind of like spun a new perspective for me and really kind of made me see like, okay, what is this mental health capacity? Is it that you're tired, emotionally tired? And yes, I was, but is it also maybe a little bit of boredom? And it was a little bit of boredom because I am someone who loves instant gratification. I love it. I'm not afraid to admit it. I love it, right? You're like, you want to go for dinner? Yes, I want to go for dinner. I don't have to cook and like deliciousness. However, what that might not do is be very good on my wallet. So I need to start looking at that and being like, I don't want to go. I do want to go for dinner, but I need to start paying attention to the things that are a priority in my life. And that's exactly what this Mercury retrograde is doing. So yesterday, what I ended up doing was saying like, what is a priority in my life? What do I truly want to get done? And what's going to help me feel mentally stable going forward? And what that was, is that I was going to have this opportunity. I had this chance where I could, yes, sit and watch movies all day. And that would have been fine if I would have decided to do that. However, when I tuned in, what was really presenting itself to me was I feel overwhelmed because I feel like I have so much to do and I don't know where to start. Wow. Okay. That's a big aha. So I decided to just start. And I started by going, let's plan our day. Let's plan our week. Let's plan our month. What are things that need to get done every single day? What are things, because it makes me feel good. It's a priority. It's something I'm going to have to step out of discomfort to create a new comfort. What are things that need to get done every week so I feel like I'm on top of my week? And what are things that need to get done every month so that I feel like I'm on top of my month, right? So Colleen says, so emotionally tired, need a refresher. Yeah, I feel that energy. So many of us are at our literal wit's end because if you're here in Ontario, we've been put back in a lockdown, essentially. And if you're a small business owner, or if you are a parent, or heck, even if you are just a regular worker, it's hard. There's a lot of pressure. And so what I did yesterday was I was like, I'm ready to take some of this pressure off of myself and know that whatever I end up getting done today is exactly what needs to get done. But I'm feeling like I need to be creative and I need to set a tone. And again, that goes back to what this Mercury retrograde is doing. What were the plans? What were the things that you implemented in 2021 or even just going back to September, that last Mercury retrograde? And being like, this is a priority. This isn't something that I'm just trying to create a routine out of. This is a priority for self. I am a priority in my life. And so I am going to have to make sure that I'm putting my needs first so that when people need me, when situations need me, I'm coming from the most cupful that I possibly can. So Sarah says, I am also super tired, but I think that's because I'm sick. Ugh, feel better soon. So many people I know are also very sick at this time, either with the Rona or just a regular cold and flu. So I hope that you feel better soon. So some tips, some tricks in order to survive Mercury retrograde. Like I said, check, triple check. Are you showing up in relationship to others in that people-pleasing mode in full or in full boundaries where you're saying, Sorry, just one second. Where you're saying, you know, this is, that's not actually what I would like to do. Thanks so much, though. Right? That doesn't fit who, what, where I am going at this time. So are you speaking your truth or are you telling people what they want to hear? Right? It's a good time to look at your shadows as well. So a good thing to do, especially since Mercury rules communication, it's in the sign of Aquarius and Capricorn, meaning new ways of thinking and the work in which we put into those new ways of thinking. It's a good time to journal quite a lot. Like journal. Like I'm literally been, I don't know where it is now, but I've been keeping my journal with me and just writing things down as they come about. Like I feel like a president in like the I shouldn't say that, in the 1800s or something, where I'm like 11 a.m. this is a thought that I had, and it's actually really been helping me because it's like, oh yeah, there's my priority, there's the thought pattern, right there, that's how I disrupt it, that's how I get back to feeling magical, that's how I get back to feeling like, no, that's a distorted thought. That's not actually how I view or see myself. Make a schedule for yourself, right? Because it's in the sign of Capricorn and because we have Venus retrograde happening in the sign of Capricorn as well, come up with a schedule that, yes, knowing it's going to be hard to step into because your body, your mind, especially, loves comfort, even if it's creating destruction in your life. So coming up with a schedule where you can stick to it and remind yourself that it feels better when I do this. When I step into this, afterwards, I feel better. So meditating for me and journaling for me has been something that I really have been enjoying doing. However, it's an uncomfortable pattern to get into. It's an uncomfortable habit to get into. Why? Because it's easier for me to just kind of like get up and go and do what I want to do instead of actually paying attention to me, paying attention to my needs and what sets the stage, sets that platform for my day in order to actually achieve the things that I want to achieve or do the things that I want to do. From a cup full, right? From a cup full moment. So make a schedule and be compassionate with yourself as you ebb and flow through it. So if you're wanting to meditate every day and all of a sudden you notice that you've skipped 3 days, instead of being like, wow, I skipped 3 days, being like, oh, okay. I must have had my mind must have been in other priorities for those 3 days. Today's a new day. I'm going to get going again. I'm going to get started. Not seeing it as a failure and instead seeing it as a time that you maybe needed a break consciously or, you know, intentionally or unintentionally and get back into it. Hey, Critty, good morning. Also knowing in this Mercury retrograde, a tip is that like, it's okay to wait. It's okay to say, I don't know yet. Can I get back to you in a few days? I'm going to need to think about this. And notice and recognize how much it comes into your thought process, how much it comes to mind. And if it's not something like if after a couple of days someone's reached out and was like, hey, what did you think about this? Then that's not actually a priority for you. So it might be a no. That might be something that you're like, I feel obligated to do instead of actually wanting to do. And if I'm not going to be showing up as my full self, completely enthused about this, then I'm not going to show up. Why? Because I value that person. I value that thing more than my half-ass attempt at, you know, showing up for this person just to show up. It's also a really great time to notice On that flip side, when someone says no to you, what's your thought process? When someone says to you, I can't show up like that, where are you creating, or what story are you creating out of that context? Last year was a huge year for me of setting boundaries and telling people, no, I'm not enthusiastic about that, so I don't want to show up to that. Thanks, though. I was in a moment of deep grief. I was in a moment of really trying to discover where my energy was, what my energy needed, and the amount of people that left my life because I said, no, I can't show up like that, and took it personally that I didn't want to be their friend, that I didn't want to be with them, was astonishing. And I was like, good, I'm glad they're gone. Because I realized that not everyone's going to show up how we show up. And that's a big thing for this Mercury retrograde, knowing that people are not you. However, if people can't show up in compassion, when you literally are speaking your truth to show up for you, but also to make sure that you are showing up in the best way possible for them, then yeah, you don't really want that. Because what they're saying, that's kind of like a, whether they're conscious or subconscious of it, it's a little bit of like this manipulation that we've all been hearing a lot about recently. So it's okay to wait and notice your growth. Really take the time. If like all you're doing is journaling gratitude of growth, take the time to do that. Mm-hmm. And if old relationships surface, it's a great time to see your measurement of growth. What was I giving into that relationship? What was I giving into that thing? And where have I grown now? You know, where am I? Where have I been like, wow, okay, that's who I am when I show up with this person. And that doesn't mean a bad thing. That could be a good thing. I've had someone resurface in my life recently, and they've really shown me my growth, where I was like, oh, this kind of has always been you. This hasn't really been me. And because I'm not getting what I want out of this relationship, because I'm showing up full heart and you're showing up guarded, that means that I'm going to have to change how I respond in this relationship a little bit. Doesn't mean I'm going to cut this relationship out completely, but I'm definitely not going to continue showing up, you know, at my full capacity, because I'm realizing, I'm seeing through the patterns that are coming up in this relationship, oh, that's who I am. That's who I've been showing up as. And I actually like that person. So why do I feel so much in my head when I'm with them? Oh, because they're not responding. They're not receiving what I'm giving. And that's okay. I don't need them to. However, that does mean that if I'm feeling less than when I show up in this relationship, then I need to set some boundaries and make sure that I'm protecting myself. Okay. So let's see what the week ahead has. Mercury does go retrograde on Friday, but let's start with today. What type of energy is coming through for today, especially as we're in this shadow period of Mercury retrograde? It is in the sign of Aquarius, talking about new innovation. I'm using the Cat Tarot that my beautiful sister got me for Yule. All right. Oh, two cards. Okay. So we have the Ten of Cups. Wow. And we also have the Ten of Swords. So this is, swords are communication, and cups are emotions. So we're really, this is a completion, right? Ten is a completion. It's kind of seen as like an ending, starting into a new, in a beginning. So taking today, really taking the time, I love how this Ten of Swords as well in the regular Rider-Waite deck, it's a person pictured with swords in their back. Let's see, where is the Ten of Swords here? Here we go. Right? And it's this energy that's like, this is fine. Everything's fine. I'm fine. We're paired. Like, this is a very playful energy of the Ten of Swords. So it's like examining, you know, what kind of just came to mind is like, when you're looking around today and when you're looking around this week, setting the tone for your week ahead, if you have piles of dishes, if you have a to-do list that's piled high, actually getting playful with it and being like, yeah, this is fine. Because this means, right, this pile of dishes means that I've eaten. It's a perspective shift, right? I've eaten. I've had some really great meals with the people that I love. I've also, I've had time to nourish myself, nourish my body. And if I have these dishes accumulated or dust accumulated or to-do list, clearly my priorities have been somewhere else. And if I don't like where those priorities have been, because I value a clean house or I value getting things done on my to-do list, then I need to change my perspective and start doing those things, right? Stepping out of my comfort zone and stepping into discomfort in order to make sure that the priorities in which I have are being tended to, are being held. This is like the door is opening and the cat is playing. I really like this. So it's kind of within this ten of swords. It's like, it is a switch of perspective, right? If I don't like this, is it because I value a clean house? And instead of maybe seeing that as a shadowy aspect of self, seeing that as something that is truly meaningful to you. Yesterday, we decided to cook like a really nice stew. And as it was kind of like at the end of it, right, simmering, I decided to have a shower and, you know, clean off the day before we sat down to eat. And my husband came up and he was like, hey, like dinner's almost ready. Like, you know, how much longer do you need? And I was like, oh, probably about 10 minutes. Like, thanks for letting me know. And I said something and afterwards I was like, ew. But I was like, you know what, though? I really like it. I bought a bottle of wine and I said to him, hey, would you mind corking that and pouring me a glass so that it can kind of sit, the air can get at it, and I can have more of a full flavor while I'm eating the stew. And my mind, right, this Ten of Swords immediately went, who do you think you are? And I realized that that was me speaking my truth to someone. That was me speaking on the intellect and the knowledge that I have of wine, but it was also this perceived notion of like who the type of people that say that kind of thing, right? It was a judgment. It was a judgment, full-on judgment of self. Instead of seeing it as, this is how I want to enjoy my wine, this is how I want to enjoy my time, I was judging myself for what I had said. And so I quickly turned it around and I like laughed at it. And I was like, I guess I'm one of those people. And that's okay, because people like having their wine decanted doesn't necessarily mean that they're snobby or they're this or they're that, right? Like all this stuff. So really pay attention today on like that running reel of thought. And how that relates to your emotional well-being. I knew you were gonna. I knew you were gonna comment. Who do you think you are? I think I'm someone who wants to give my wine time to taste. Exactly. But it's those type of thoughts where it's like it's such a simple thought that I was creating so much judgment around. And why? For what reason? So, yeah. All right, let's see what Monday brings. Dana, a time to taste better. Exactly. It's this like it's the smallest of things, but it's a nourishment of self, right? It's I don't want to rush, right? It's okay to wait. I don't want to rush into something, even if that happens to be a glass of wine. Okay. So let's see what Monday. Thank you. The star. Ooh, it's a good time to shine. So on Monday, get into a little bit of mischief. See how they're knocking over that glass of wine, kind of playing with it a little bit. Play in that shadowy aspect. Going back to that judgment of who do I think I am? Being like, okay, so that is a shadow thought. That is a judgment of self. Noticing it today and playing with that energy going into Monday. Monday, we have a moon in Taurus that's all about material goods and how we hold the energy around worthiness with regards to our resources, time, energy, money, and material goods. So what are you thinking? What are you talking about? Heading into this Mercury retrograde, again, what do you really value in life? What's going to make your experience more full, like allowing a glass of wine to sit and breathe so that you can taste more of its flavor? So that you can taste more of that like oaky aftertaste that really rounds out that wine a little bit better. It's allowing that it's this star is saying to kind of step into the gratification of the long con, right? The long con instead of in the instant gratification of I want it, I see it, I'm gonna buy it. Do I need it? Do I want it? Right? And that goes with relationship as well. Am I showing up as the star in this situation with this person? Am I bringing all my resources? Am I going to be able to be playful in this energy? Do I feel safe showing up in my shadow self here? Or do I not feel that way? And so I might have to come into this guarded with the intention that hopefully this relationship, this thing can kind of grow to a place where I feel very safe unmasking and showing my full self. So that's the energy for Monday. Play in your shadows. Play in your shadows. Okay. Tuesday. Dishes are really coming up. Both. Okay. So Tuesday, the Eight of Cups, it's a good time to like get things done. It's a good time to kind of clean up a few loose ends, right? Really look at and examine at the end of the week, what do I want to be doing? How do I want to be spending my Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? And I know that again, I can't give in to instant gratification now. I'm going to The Knight of Cups comes through with a head right in the treat bowl here. I can't give in to instant gratification now because I'm looking for that long-term gain. Because I don't want to have to be worrying about what I should have done on Tuesday or what needed to get done on Tuesday. Sarah, it's me. I'm the dishes girl. Sorry. Hey, we have a sink full of dishes too. We did not do dishes last night, so I'm with you on there. This is definitely spirit being like, do your dishes. But notice within this Knight of Cups, there's a lot of owls there. That's a lot of wisdom. This is really paying attention to that intuition. This is not creating doubt. This really big yawn for the Two of Swords, right? It's releasing that thought of shoulda, coulda, woulda, and stepping into the discomfort of it. So again, what is that priority for you? The Hanged Man. What is your priority? Do you want to have a good day on Tuesday where you're watching movies or whatever because work has been canceled or, you know, whatever is going on in your life at this time? Or do you want to have a really amazing weekend where you're not worrying about anything? So yeah, the to-do list can wait, but if I step into the discomfort of doing that to-do list, I know I'm going to have a much better time later. And so what's also showing up is that like mental capacity within this Hanged Man and within this Two of Swords is that like, am I creating more overwhelm by actually putting something off instead of actually doing it? Because I know that when I sit down and do it, it actually only takes me like an hour or something, where like in my head, it's like an all-day project. I realized that yesterday. I got so much done yesterday in 3 hours. And the thought came to me that like, no wonder I put this off because I do a really good job in a short amount of time. And so I'm used to that procrastination of just showing up and doing it when it needs to get done. But what ends up happening is that I'm creating worry, I'm creating anxiety, I'm creating this kind of like Hanged Man situation where I'm like, oh, I need to get things done. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Where if I just sit down and do it and sit through the discomfort and move away from instant gratification and instead build this amazing gratification of like, look, I have my whole week planned out and I've set myself up for success, not just now, but for later on, so that when, you know, a crisis might occur or something out of the blue might occur, and during Mercury retrograde that happens, I know I'm fully prepared. So Rochelle says, me too, so much cleaned yesterday, and now I can start my week with a calm mind. Exactly, right? It's saying like, yes, that to-do list can always wait. If there is something, a priority, that it's like, no, this is a priority for me right now. And I'm willing to take on the overwhelm or the burden of leaving this and dropping this because what I need in this moment is this, right? But there's also something to be said in dedicating and committing to that discomfort of stepping into the to-do list to do the things that need to get done so that you can have a clear mind. So the Devil's showing up on Tuesday as well. And it's, what are you loyal to? And the Page of Pentacles. I mean, the Page of Pentacles loves their coin. But they can see the long haul. So what are you loyal to? Are you loyal to the comfort that you're in this moment? Which is actually probably very uncomfortable when you really start thinking about it and sitting in it. And, you know, there's a bunch of different types of exhaustion, emotional exhaustion, mental exhaustion, exhaustion from overexerting yourself. And then there's the type of exhaustion that's like, I freaking did the thing that like I love and it exhausted me to get into it. But once I started doing it, I loved it. And so I'm here. What are you loyal to at this moment? I love the Devil card representation in this deck because that's really what the Devil is asking you. What contracts have you signed in your life that you're loyal to? And this Page of Pentacles is saying it's time to start seeing beyond right now and start being loyal to that future self. Call on them often and be like, hey, what are you doing on Saturday? Because I want to make sure that like I've set the stage so that when I get there, what Rochelle said, I have a calm mind. Use your intuition. Your intuition will not steer you wrong. I made a post the other day. If you feel at 3 a.m., that you have this dream that you need to write down, don't worry about the exhaustion it's going to create throughout the day. Know that listening to your intuition, taking action on your intuition will allow things to line up. Will all of a sudden all the synchronicities will be there, and it's like a short-term loss for a long-term gain is what I'm seeing on Tuesday. All right, let's get into Wednesday. What's coming through Wednesday? Oh, I need a... I was burning an incense, and apparently I'm allergic. Wednesday, the day of wisdom. We have the Two of Swords coming out again. This is really talking to me about release. So we have multiple diaphragms in our body that are all connected. Where are you holding tension in your body that needs release, that needs you to open up and really allow things to escape? So it might be that you're practicing a deeper sense of meditation. It might be that on Wednesday, you tune in to your body and allow... So what I'm hearing is on Wednesday is a day where you'll probably be hearing quite readily spirit speaking to you, or intuition, or your higher self speaking to you. And what they're saying is that this release within this tension is going to be a shift in perspective, in the sense that, like, you're going to be releasing old patterns. You're going to be releasing old ways of holding yourself, holding your body. It would be a good day to do some movement in order to help this movement within the body. It would be a good time to really take some time and do some deep breath work, journal, talk, do the communication that you need to do for self, and release. So don't be surprised if on Wednesday you're presented with a situation that's like, here's old life, here's new life. What are you loyal to? What are you ready to take on? And what are you ready to release? Knowing that, like, again, it's an opportunity that's presenting itself. So there might be some hesitation. There might be this, like, okay, that's scary. So I'm going to need to prepare my body. And if it keeps coming back into your sphere and prepare my mind, then it is something that you're really actually excited about. It's not something that you're necessarily anxious about. So stepping into that, knowing you do have nothing that's meant for you will ever pass you by. But there is going to be on Wednesday an opportunity where it's like, here's old life, here's new life. What do you want? What are you ready for? Can you hold this new life? Knowing that you don't have to hold it all at once, you can take baby steps, or you're going to go back to a comfort zone. So this week is all about discomfort. And I know that sounds, but it's like discomfort in the opportunities that, like, you're being handed something that's like, hey, I know you've worked hard for this. Are you ready to take it? Are you ready to only, they showed me like Alice in Wonderland, don't eat too much cake, take small bites of it, but know that the smaller the bite, the easier it is to start rolling that. You know, they just showed me Atlas, right? Where it's like, Atlas rolls, or no, maybe it's not Atlas. What's the one where they roll the rock up the hill, and then once they get there, it rolls back down, and so they have to roll back up, and then it rolls back down. Basically, don't worry about it rolling back down is what I'm hearing. Take the small steps in order to roll that rock uphill. If someone knows who that is, what mythology. I think it's a Titan. Okay, so let's see what Thursday's bringing us. This is the day right before Mercury retrograde. What's Thursday bringing us? Thank you. King of Wands, play and pleasure. So the King of Wands, he knows exactly when to stop and when to start. Teresa says, Wednesday is a day of justice. Yes. I'm holding. Sorry, clearing some stuff out here. My hair's going on here. Wednesday is a day for justice with Teresa. So we'll hold that energy for her. So the King of Wands only makes a move when it feels 100% authentic to them. The Queen of Wands is the same way. And this can tend to look arrogant to someone on the outside looking in, especially if that person is not aware of their own self-worth, right? And doesn't respect other people's self-worth because their self-esteem and their self-worth is so low. So this King of Wands energy says, now's the time to move. It's the time to, and like movement doesn't have to be like actually taking something. Movement can be, in the past, I would have taken that. And so now I'm going to stall. Now I'm going to really think about what I'm creating and go and make a plan on how to get there instead of just taking it, right? I'm going to ask questions. I'm going to seek further clarity. Is this something that really ignites my root and sacral chakra and kind of makes me tingle up in my brain? Because I know it's going to be a challenge that, like, although, yeah, might be overwhelming, it's going to be something that, like, helps me elevate, helps me get to a higher ground. Instead of just saying, yes, that instant gratification, am I going to say, yeah, that sounds interesting. Tell me more. Right? That is action. That's aligned action. And that's action that really, again, prepares you for that future self. It's an amazing way to learn about your intuition, because as this situation, as this person starts to tell you more about this opportunity, as you're tuning into your body, as you're tuning into those passion centers of your body, it's going to be a big like, oh yeah, or you know what? No, but maybe this, right? It hones in on your negotiation skills for your boundaries. And it also gives you this chance to own your authority. Now, I love when the salamander comes up. And the salamander is a really big key in the wands, because salamanders are cold-blooded but thrive in the warmth, right? So you'll often find them under kind of, they're like, I believe they're amphibians. So you like, you can see them underneath rocks. You can see them underneath branches. But they'll come out when they need that warmth. So not fearing this chameleon-like or this salamander-like energy that you're bringing. It doesn't make you a false person because a passion that's being presented to you is being presented to you and you're saying, I'm going to need more information, right? That's not you snubbing the universe. That's you saying, ooh, that feels really warm. I want to make sure I feel those undertones of what's really being presented to me and what's really being kind of like asked of me, or what I should be asking of it. All right, Friday, Mercury retrograde. What's up? Thank you. Ooh, okay, we have the Nine of Wands. This is wish fulfillment. No, Spirit was just like, no, it's not. It's a little bit of a wounded warrior. Actually, it's the Nine of Pentacles that is wish fulfillment. Or is this Pentacles? Hang on, let me... Are Treats Pentacles in this deck? Let me check quickly. Yes. Okay. I was right. I just got the suit wrong. So this is wish fulfillment. So what I'm hearing is recognize yourself, right? On Fridays, we celebrate. Celebrate what you have brought into your life all week. So that wish that you wanted for the weekend, it's here. It's being presented to you. I'm also actually seeing an opportunity coming for some of you, where it's like, it's kind of been like dabbled and dripped all week. And then on Friday, it's like, here it is. Here's your platter. Here's all these yummy, yummy treats. Indulge. Give yourself a pat on the back. Recognize the hard work that it took you to get where you are. And congratulate yourself. That's what I'm hearing. Congratulate yourself. All right, let's see what's coming up for Saturday. So all in reality, it's kind of like this is saying set the stage for how you want Mercury retrograde to go. Set the stage now to be like, yeah, for these next 3 weeks, as these opportunities to notice my growth comes forward, I'm going to take the time in order to be like, no, I've already done all this. And so like sometimes the lesson is the lesson. I've already learned this. I don't need to go back into it. Thanks. I'm going to move on. What Spirit just says is I don't have to be a savior all the time. Sometimes I get to go, that's shitty for you. See you later. All right. Saturday, this is our last card. Wow. Wow. We have the Six of Wands that has come up. The Six of Wands. Amazing. This is just like, look, just get into some mischief. Play. Have fun. Untangle a few strings. Let loose. You know, they're showing me a sweater and it's just kind of like unraveling a little bit. Don't be afraid to let the web or the tapestry in which you have been creating unravel a little bit in order for you to see that bigger picture of the future. So, you know, I say often it's when you're looking at a goal, when you're looking at future self and you're like, okay, this is what I want to create. Are you creating a vision of, you know, my house needs to have this. I need to have this much money in my bank account. I need to da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? Or are you saying, this is how I want to feel? And again, I made a post a few days ago that says, source that feeling. So last Sunday, I had a really amazing day and just like my sacral chakra was right lit up. I was feeling very in tune with where I was going and what I was doing. Hey, Rhonda, nice to see you. And when I came into this feeling, it was like this is what I want to be feeling. This is the source in which I'm always striving towards. This is how I would like to feel always. And I know that if I always feel like this, or if I can feel like this even 60% of the time, amazing things are going to happen because it feels so good. I know that if I feel this way, I'm not going to have to worry about the money in my account because it's going to be there. I'm not going to have to worry about food I have on the table because it's going to be there. I'm not going to worry about the house that I'm living in because I'm going to be content with the things and the people and the places that I'm going to be and be interacting with in my life. Source a feeling, not necessarily a vision. All that other stuff is extra. And I'm not saying that it's, you know, like, yeah, if you want like a huge mansion, then go after that huge mansion, but source the feeling of how you envision yourself emotionally in that mansion. What does that feel like? What does waking up in that, you know, beautiful California sunrise every morning, what does that feel like to you? And can you feel that feeling now? And if you can feel that feeling now, then you're already halfway there. Anything else is freaking gold. Jesse's saying, yes. And that's what this is. That's what the Six of Wands is saying. It's victory. It's 100% victory. But the victory comes in the unraveling of what that victory should look like, and instead coming into what that feels like. This little kitten is having an amazing time getting into mischief. So get into mischief. Create that feeling and source it. There it is. That's how it feels good. And that, going back to the beginning of the week, that's the energy you're holding. That's the energy you're sourcing. And that's what's going to get you through the discomfort of creating new habits, of stepping into that like best life, or however you want to like coin it or look at it or whatever, right? That's how you show up as the best version of you. That's how you show yourself compassion when you didn't show up as the best version of you. You're like, okay, that was definitely not a sourced feeling. But it was a needed feeling, because now I see where I possibly need to do a little bit more healing, where I need to let go, where I need to lose control a little bit. Whew. It's going to be a week. It's going to be a week, my friends. It's going to be a week. A good one, though. Be very mindful. Be very mindful. All right. So make sure my beautiful beings that you are following me on Instagram and even here on YouTube or Facebook. If this video resonated, send it out. Let people know like, hey, this was a bomb reading. Karina's awesome. You're awesome. It would mean so much to me as well. I have bookings for tarot and Reiki, which are virtual, and it's pay what you're able. So when you're booking, use coupon code PWYA, all capitalized, and you can book in for January for a virtual Reiki or tarot session as well. Maybe you don't want to actually like sit and sip with me in person, but you would like to say thank you. There is a link in the description on all of these platforms where you can buy me a tea and send me a thank you for this reading or any reading that I go live. And then, that's it for me, my dears. Thank you so much for joining me. Jesse says, I'm loving this. Focus on the feeling. Mm-hmm. Focus on the feeling. Source that feeling. So make sure that if you're not following me on YouTube, you head on over to YouTube, you like the video, you subscribed, and you're commenting so that I know that you've done it to enter that beautiful prize of Awaken the Witch Within, which is a $550 package where you and I work through your shadows for 5 weeks. It's one of my favorite offerings. I'm so glad that it came to me. So Jesse has shared. Thank you so much. It is, and you are, thank you, Jesse. You are amazing too. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I'm Karina. This is The Witch's Inn. Until tomorrow, when I go live at 11 to specifically look at the moon and the sign in which they are in, and really help kind of focus the energy that came up in this reading. So Teresa, yes, such a great week coming. And Rhonda, you are very, very welcome. All right, everyone. Talk to you later. Bye.